adventurers, you have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thrifty, there tomorrow.
Dracula.
And with me is Mike Bachman.
I don't have a goof. I'm so sorry.
Jennifer Cheek.
What was that?
I thought at first that Robo Chocula had joined us for the evening, but now I'm not sure who this is.
Would that make you happy if Robo Chocula made a reappearance?
I would. It would make me so happy.
And finally, Tim Lanning.
I'm very glad you could count me in.
So proud of you for thinking of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to Transylvania your flowers.
What? That was not
like trample.
You gotta workshop that one. Yeah. Go back on that.
I suck.
Blood.
Blood.
It's like blood.
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 Blood. Blah.
God, we're having a great time. It is 5 a.m. right now on the quarter past the hour. And we're here playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dragons. Last week we just talked, which was neat.
We really caught up.
It was like a good therapy sesh.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
It was nice
time.
to get some things out there, you know?
Yeah.
We fought a lot. We might have cut that out, but we fought a lot.
Yeah. Yep. I told Thrifty he was a piece of shit.
Shit of peace.
And now he knows.
Which I had coming. I had that coming.
Yeah.
We can all agree. But, you know, now I feel better for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel ready. I feel fresh. But ready to come into this podcast.
And always, if y'all want to send us your favorite moments from your first 51 episodes, please do.
Send us your favorite moment from our favorite moments podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Send us your favorite moment from last episode. So, let's see. How should we do this? Tim and Jennifer, you can't roll a d20 to tell us what happened last week.
We don't even know.
Maybe we should just... Here's what we could do... Maybe Tom will tell Aludra and whoever the other guy is.
Harper.
Maybe Aludra and Harper. What happened?
Now
last
I forget
week.
Where were they? Where were Aludra and Harper?
They were burying Aludra's brother.
I didn't do that. I'm not doing that.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can't force me to do that.
I can and I will.
Okay. I love chaos.
Yeah, so they were, you know, Aludra was sad.
Yeah.
So the last we knew that Aludra got her memories back, her brother died. I guess
then Aludra died.
Then Aludra died.
Yeah.
I guess from what you're saying is we took the bones of Aludra's brother, put them in the airship run by Klinker, landed in a town outside of Carr, and then buried her brother, which makes no sense.
But it was her brother's favorite place.
Oh, I didn't know that piece.
Yeah.
Why would I can't believe you fell for that. He was never even outside of the ground.
It's
idiot. It,
wait, so there's no brother bones just in the there in the
I'm
cave.
Saying it's silly to the concept of flying with the bones. And I want to retcon the past two episodes. They didn't happen.
No bones about it. Did somebody already make that joke?
Yes. No.
I think Aludra's favorite spot was a nice hilly area outside of Carr.
Mm. I guess I remember that, things now.
Right. That she finds super peaceful and would be a great place to lay her brother
to rest. I feel like it'd be super shitty to lay my brother to rest near the cave where he died. Like, constant, like, reminder, like, look, idiot, you died right over there. No, that's not okay.
Let's not point out that you were in a literal graveyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably have been easier, but I can't explain why you would do that. That's just what you did.
Fine, Aludra, let's bury your
Listen, I was
brother.
In, I was grieving. My decisions...
I'll be here for you. Tom, can you watch? Maybe you should watch out. Maybe something crazy will happen.
Yeah. I'll keep an eye out just in case some crazy adventures happen.
I doubt they will, but just in case you go on an adventure, discover like, Blood Drinker.
Rest my hand on my fist. Nothing exciting ever happens around here.
Playing jacks.
So maybe Aludra and Tom could, or Aludra and Harper could have a little conversation while Tom is missing.
Now, Aludra, I know it's tough to get your memories back, not from experience, although I do have a slight inkling from like maybe a past life that's terrible and awful, but I've seen some shit in my dark past. If you need a shoulder to step upon a step stool and then cry upon, let me know.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, but I feel like I'd rather have a drink.
Oh.
Gotta...
You're an alcoholic. A dwarf.
I feel like it's really fucking rude of you to call me an alcoholic and then blame it on my race right here as I'm burying my brother. What is your fucking deal, dude?
Let me get this for you. Harper shoots the ground with fireballs to help her dig better. Listen.
Just set my brother's bones on fire.
So she's literally digging the grave while you're having this conversation?
I assume so. She's probably like digging. I'm standing back leaning against a tree.
I don't want him to help me. This is my thing to do.
This apple's a little sour. God, things really suck sometimes, right? We all go through our own trials.
Aludra puts a shovel over her shoulder and just narrows her eyes at Harper.
He throws the apple core in the grave. Maybe a plant will grow from your brother, huh? Think about that. That'd be great.
Is that why you threw it down in my brother's grave? Is that why you did it? Or is it because it was garbage? Do you think my brother's garbage?
You've asked two questions. I'm going to say no to the garbage one. Yes to the grave one. Wait, is that right? Anyways, Aludra. We're partners now. I think we can finally start an adventuring company. Perhaps we'll settle on the name maybe sometime in the next 50 episodes. But I think together with me, you, and Tom, and maybe a controller, we can finally do something with our lives.
Like make some money?
Make some fucking money.
I do like money.
What else is there? Maybe also discovering what happened to my dark past.
I thought you had all your memories.
I have it, but I can't tell you. It's tough, I don't want to talk about it.
I have a lot of feelings all over me right now. It's a lot.
I'm sorry, one of us has feelings. You're burying your dead brother.
Eyes narrow again.
He pulls out another apple.
Where do you get all these apples from? Delicious.
Okay, so do you guys finish bearing Alugia's brother's brother.
Alugia's brother's brother? What is Alugia's brother's name? Alugia, what is your brother's name?
Brother. Mr. Worm's Bane.
I believe it was... Was it like Alendar? I think it was Alendar.
I can find out for you in
my email. Oh, brother.
You guys were close, huh?
Real close. When the memories first come back, it's a little fuzzy, right?
Yeah, it still comes in and out. You know?
Yeah, she just sometimes died.
What I like to do is point out how the other cast members don't pay as much attention as I do.
Listen, just saw your brain so much bigger than ours.
I write down notes.
Wow. Alendar Wormsbane.
So is your last name Wormsbane?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. We made it up because you didn't have a last name.
Yeah.
You're Alugia Wormsbane.
I'm Alugia Wormsbane.
Not Wormsbane.
Wait, how are you pronounced?
Wormsbane.
Wormsbane.
Old English as fudge.
No, I just say worm. Worm.
Wormsbane. So you guys realize that Tom the Dragonborn is missing.
Where's that son of a bitch?
He's probably off with... Well... I was going to say he's probably off of Roz, but I guess she's not really with us right now, is she?
Well, yeah. I have no idea. We're outside of Carr. I don't know where the other town is. We went on a crazy airship.
How is he occupying his time?
I can only imagine.
Without our son, Bucky.
I can only imagine.
Is this when I'm...
What Tom will do.
Is this when I'm coming back, or is it later?
Let's go to sleep and wake up... Untold number of hours later.
Did you guys want to do a sending ritual to tell your boat to do something? That's the thing you can do.
To, like, come to us?
Oh, I can send my Patronus out and get it.
Oh.
Right. We're basically saying that Harper has an untold number of rituals. I haven't chosen them until it makes sense to use them.
Okay. I feel like that's...
Is that what we're saying? I feel like it.
Freddy's like, wait.
Right. I think I might only have two or three. I forget.
Well,
I think when you choose ritual casting, or if you have the ritual keyword to begin with, I think you only get two. But I'm level 8 now, so I assume I might get more. Or I can buy it. Whatever. This is fun.
We'll lock this down offline.
But this is the second ritual, and I think that's probably what I said in email.
Right. I think that I wanted you to have ascending ritual, and I wanted you to have the magic item making thing.
That makes sense.
Bachman, what was that term again? Railroading?
Yeah, railroading.
Maybe I wanted to be able to read any language or open any lock. Whatever, not a big deal.
Well, you could do that too. I just think that you should have these.
I'm just jacking your dick.
You don't have to.
You're just jacking your dick, bro.
I'm just jacking my dick.
Bro, come on. I lay sweet, sweet Alugia down to bed, give her a smooch on the face.
Did you ever give me a flask?
We probably have enough flasks.
I mean, I probably have one. Yeah. Oh, I forgot! There's one in my cleavage.
Your cleaves.
Andy.
You definitely fail the pencil test. You probably have, also flail.
I got three flasks in my boobs. I got one in the middle and one under each.
The pencil test is when a female tries to hold a pencil beneath her breast.
And
if you do it, dumb. You fail. It's silly.
It's so stupid.
I don't know why I said it. I feel bad.
You're a bad person.
And then I send out my Patronus, which is a badger, and he runs off to go find the ship. I'm like, badger, go tell them to meet us outside of Carr at the inlet, if there is one. If not, ask Thrifty where the best place to meet is. Michael.
That's like an animal. That's a different thing than I was thinking. We should figure this. Let's just say you got a message to your boat. We'll figure this out later.
I thought it was like, I'm thinking of like familiar messenger.
Well, yeah. There is one, there's a ritual like that where it's like animal messenger.
I want to.
It's a much shorter distance than.
Can we just say whatever it is an animal though for funsies?
I would love to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Yay. Dragonborns have tails. And? Long distance communications is done with your patrol.
Through animals.
Yes, and.
No, but... Yeah. Okay, so we hunker down for sleep.
What's the message you're sending to the boat, though?
He's like, well, basically meet us where I feel like we're outside of Carr. If there's, like, a bay or an inlet south of Carr, or wherever we are to go there, I don't know if Eludra and I know exactly where we are, but I guess we can say Roz probably knows.
Eludra knows exactly where you are.
Okay, okay. So I tell you, tell the boat to go here.
Here.
Okay.
Are we on the coast, though, or are we, like, more inland?
You can tell them to meet you on the coast.
Right, but I'm saying, are we, like, let's say the coast is west, we're east, are we directly east from the coast, and then cars in this is at our...
Yeah, you can say the clinker dropped you south of Carr.
South of Carr. Okay, okay, so yeah, we're south of Carr.
Okay.
Got it.
So I give the coordinates to you, and using the coordinates via animal messenger to our boat.
He's a badger.
Badger messenger.
Yeah.
It's a badgergram.
Badgergram.
What is the badger's name?
The badger's name is Metastopheles.
Well, wow. Metastopheles.
Metastopheles.
What is he? Damn. What color is his fur?
Well, in his past life, he was obviously brown, but now he's Patronus-y, so he's silver.
And okay. He's dead. He's ethereal? Dead badger. Ethereal.
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 Like, yeah. Or ephemeral. Yeah. Like if you try to put a book on his back for some reason, it'll fall to the ground. So don't even try to put a book on his back.
And he'll, like, look at you like you're an idiot.
He's like, don't.
What are you just doing?
He won't speak English, but you know. He's like, don't put books on my back.
You'll feel shame.
You're like, oh, damn, dumb. Why'd I do that?
You know, you described a thing, and now that someone's going to draw it.
There's going to be a book underneath an angry badger.
It's the honey badger.
He's not the honey badger!
No, he is.
No,
he's definitely not the honey badger.
No memes.
He told me.
Yeah, gross.
No, TimLanning.com has loved the concept of calling whatever his team or whatever is the Badgers way before the Honey Badger.
I feel like I do remember you telling me this.
Yeah,
like,
all
didn't
the time.
You have, yeah, like in high school you used that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bad for you. And before that badger, there were the Badgers.
Badger. That's probably where I got it from. No, I got it from
so you
the,
probably their... got it from a meme, you big nerd.
No, I got it because they're angry old cusses.
They are angry and very scary.
Yeah, we go to bed.
Sharp teeth.
We go to bed.
You guys, so you wake up the next day and you see a figure walking towards you from a distance. He has a tail.
Is it a Kanku?
Can I alter this a little bit? I mean, I don't want to.
Yes, I would love it.
Mess up with your world building. But I'm gonna say.
No, tell me.
I'm gonna say that they go to bed, and then they're awoken by what appears to be the sunrise. But it's coming from the wrong direction. And as it
Wait
gets
a second.
Closer and closer, you find that it's actually the gleam of my sweet new sword.
What the Christ, we're facing west.
What foul magic is this?
Eludra, ready your arms.
My hammer is ready.
You look... Let's do this. I burst forth from the tent flapper. Or the inn? I don't know where we are.
Okay.
Are we an inn or a tent?
So you guys burst out battle ready. And I get closer and just kind of walk past you guys and back inside carrying what's clearly Blood Drinker. It's obvious that this is Blood Drinker. And I just
Harper says, "That's a new sword. I've never seen
Tom!
It before."
Tom.
Huh? What? Huh?
What? Where did you get this? What?
Tom's
what
been gone like a week by
oh,
the way.
Oh, this whole thing?
What? We've been asleep. I'm really rested.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to deal with the rest. Fact that he's been gone for
a week. A week has passed.
Jesus Not. Christ, Tom. Where the fudge buckets were you? Sorry for my language.
I had to go get this.
Yeah, this is Blood Drinker. Harper, Blood Drinker.
What's
you remember what I was talking?
You saying these
oh
words.
My God.
I don't know why you...
This is... I feel almost 100% certain that we've mentioned this sword before, but... You know,
so,
you know, Tom.
Xantolin mentioned it to me.
Yeah. This is Dad's sword.
Who's Dad's sword?
Tom's Dad's sword.
I thought you said Xantolin. I was like, Xantolin's not a thumble.
Wait, what did you
explain
say?
It.
You said it was my dad's sword?
It's Tom's Dad's sword.
Tom's Dad?
Tom!
Tom!
What's wrong
Tom.
With all of your ears?
T-U-M?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, I wasn't aware that I had a father. I thought maybe you got some, like, insider information that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Eludra, check
no,
your
I
email.
I assume you have no father, if Probably. I had to guess.
No.
Well, he has a tail. Tom, listen.
Yeah.
Arming yourself is always a good idea in this fucked up, crazy world. I have to ask you, though.
I look at my sword.
Where
and I go,
in
I
the
go,
name
no.
in Bahamut have you been?
What was that, Mike?
I was looking at my sword. clearly not listening to what he was saying, and I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do that right now. I make sure to emphasize that
my hands and my headphones. If you want to do this,
no. You're good.
I make sure to emphasize it that I say right now. I don't say I'm not going to do that right now. I say I'm not going to do that right now.
Now, Tom.
Huh?
What? Yeah. Does he do this often? Does he just talk out of nowhere?
No, he doesn't. This is a very peculiar sword, and when we first encountered it, Tom seemed to have a special connection with it. I think there's some sort of a magic on it.
Hey guys, what are we doing today? I mean, are we gonna kill anybody? Do we have any battles?
Ooh.
Like, wow. You sure are now bloodthirsty.
Listen, no,
sure,
I mean, I'm
not planning on it.
Not thirsty for blood. I got all the blood I could ever want. One of the aspects of the sword is that I'm permanently bloodied as long as it's equipped. So
that is true.
Tom,
I am covered.
Can I hold this sword and perform an arcana check?
Absolutely not.
Can I hold this sword while you're not holding
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely not.
I think. Wow. Okay.
I told you he has some sort of a weird connection to the sword.
Listen, I just got here. It's been probably a handful of month or two. I don't even remember our timeline. I don't want to step in where I don't belong.
You guys, you see this blood? I hold it out, and it's getting blood just all over the floor. It's just constantly dumping out.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I mean, we're in an inn, maybe, at the town that Aludra knows of.
Yes.
This doesn't just grow on trees. This has to be replenished. If we could get into a fight, please.
So let me get this straight, Tom.
Uh-huh.
This sword,
yeah,
that's obviously wanted by like some of the baddest dudes in the world. You have it, and in order to continue to, you know, fight with it, you have to kill people.
Yeah, and Trant may be after us now.
Oh, well, that is just peachy.
I know Trant. Xanthelin told me.
I may have forgotten.
Where did Xanthelin have these deep talks?
We talk a lot.
Oh. Get off me.
Anyways, what... I don't know if I even want to know. What did you do?
I honestly didn't do a...
Last time on Drunks and Dragons.
Fade away.
Oh God, Thrifty. What was the dude's name? The dude's name that...
What, the dude who set it up?
Yeah, the dude who set it up.
Salazar.
So, I...
Slytherin.
I get it.
I got a wizard.
He lizard. He snake.
So, I woke up. It was pretty soon after you guys left, and I got a note.
Yeah, we left you to watch the fucking room.
Does it really need to be watched?
Fair. Harper.
I'm like,
that's a good point. Why did we leave you here? Anyways, go ahead.
So yeah, it was a note to go see this guy Salazar, and you know, so you guys were off doing whatever. I didn't have anything to do. They don't get HBO in this inn. So you know, so I went to check out this Salazar guy, and he dropped me a line about a certain sword that I may have been looking for.
Oh, is it Blood Drinker?
I'm not going to say it's Blood Drinker, but it starts with B and ends with Blood Drinker. I feel like I already made
tripping.
That joke. I apologize. But I met with a bird named
Watari.
I even knew that.
No, I totally knew too. I was trying to pull up my notes,
pull up your notes, Tom, please.
My mental notes and this dope ass falconer named Ren, and now I got Blood Drinker.
I feel like you skipped a lot.
Yeah, how many people did you kill to get Blood Drinker, Tom?
Not a whole lot, really. I mean. Four? Two? We killed a lot of people. Actually.
Oh my God.
Like,
how much do the local law enforcement know about this?
Oh, they know.
My understanding is you are wanted in a car. Are we even wanted in, I don't know, whatever this town is, or fucking Mastwick?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That is not a good sound. No, it is not.
Okay.
Aludra, you realize he didn't answer that question, right?
He did not. That's all the answer we need.
I may have thrown a lot of acid on a lot of people. Like, I'm not going to say
I did it,
but I did it.
I feel like you're saying you did it.
I'm saying I did it.
You're telling us you did it.
But, yeah, so the Salazar guy, he gave us a plan, and yes, Google Hangouts, I'm still here. And,
oh, yeah, 50 check, Google Hangouts on.
It appears to be okay.
And he gave us a very Ocean's 11 style.
An old-fashioned caper, is what you're saying.
A caper, so that's what we did, and I didn't really have to do much. I just kind of stood and waited for the other, for Ren and Watari to do their jobs, and they did them admirably. They were paid a hefty sum, and I received Blood Drinker, and now I'm back.
Did you take our money and pay them with?
People?
Did you take our money and pay these thieves, these ruffians, these Gallicamooks with our money?
Oh, no. Salazar paid them.
Oh, so do we get a cut of this? I think we're a team.
I didn't get any money.
I think you need to cut the sword in half and give...
I hold it ready.
No one threatens.
If you really love the sword, then you'll let us have the sword before you...
Listen, I'm King Solomon. If you love this sword, I'll cut it in half. Whatever. Tom, I don't like that you made probably this entire continent after us. I don't respect it.
You know, Harper...
But...
The sword wants me to kill you.
I'd like to see you try, fool.
Harper, I would not. I would.
I'm a striker. He's a leader.
Saying a sword is kind of a thing that all the big bad dudes in the land have been trying to go after.
I don't want the sword. The sword can go shove up its own bunghole.
We can.
First of all,
we can get around this if we can just kill like at least one bro.
Okay. Now listen. How about a compromise? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe we go to, you know, like the local magistrate or whatever and be like, hey, anybody to be executed?
You want
to
be the headsman. I get that.
I don't. Maybe. I don't feel like I want to add another quest to the log. I just want to kill a bro.
So you want to murder.
How know if your killing is just or unjust?
It has to be just. It has to be just.
Just can't go killing random people, Tom.
Tom, you can't just go kill random people.
What if it's someone's family?
There's a father in every man. Kind of, if you think about it.
I pull out the quest log and it crashes down on the table with a deafening thud. flap it open and say, all right, what's next?
Oh, the quest.
I think actually at this point we have one quest left.
We do, but the book's still very large. A lot of blank pages.
Okay. Yeah. This is impressive.
It's really just for effect. It's large typeface is what it is.
Well, that was dramatic.
For grandpa's.
It's like a, what's that, jitterbug?
It's a jitterbug.
It's jitterbug quest log.
Oh, my God.
Tom, I see that we have one quest to do. It's to go to House Vidalis. And
Yes, House Vidalis, the house of the Griffin Riders.
Azo.
Your family.
We don't know that.
We have no idea about that. Noelle.
What?
What?
No, I don't even think the book had any information that directly linked me to them.
I think we just figured it out because we've seen your character sheet.
You did just noticeably get goosebumps when Harper said House Vidalis.
Yeah. Like,
all your scales went up.
I feel drawn to it, but I don't know that it's my family. That's not common knowledge.
I didn't say that.
I've never seen your character sheet and seen that part
of
your person. Listen, I've had the bloodlust before. I get it.
Oh, I don't have the bloodlust.
You just push it down. You just said I want to kill someone.
Right, to help out my boy.
You're literally lusting after blood. Even if it's not you, it's a sword. It's Tom, throw that sword in the ring.
When I say my boy, I like waggle the sword in the air and blood sprays all over stuff.
Gross. Gross. My culottes.
It's in a loser's eyes. She hates it.
She's just not amused.
What the shit?
Roll a d4 to be blind.
So, what's the consequence if you don't give Blood Drinker its blood to drink?
You know, I hadn't really thought of it.
Should you powwow with your sentient sword, apparently?
Yeah, you go, how about you go out and
have a chat with your hunk of steel.
Have a date with your sword.
Old sword date night. I don't care. I'll just be here being murdered by whoever's trying to kill you.
Yo, BD, like, I'm totes gonna get you that blood, right? But I just, out of curiosity, just hypothetically, what would happen if you weren't, you know, if you didn't get your blood right away? No, I get that. I understand. But I just want to know what would happen.
He's literally talking to the sword.
Do you hear those vibrating? I assume that's Thrifty texting him. You could do the voice. Do you want us to take our headphones off?
No, it's okay.
I kind of like the idea that they hear one information side of the conversation. Gotten.
Like, it's just like, kill, kill, kill.
You know, it's not that far off. Okay, guys, I just think that we need to do something. Maybe if we can continue on our quest, and if our history says anything, we'll probably get into a fight pretty quickly.
That's a good point. We have murdered a lot of people.
Harper puts his hand on Tom's chest. He's like, I don't think it'd be smart to leave without this conflict being resolved. I don't know if I trust this somehow sentient murder sword.
I'm holding the sword over his head and it's just dripping blood straight onto his dome piece.
Yeah, it hurts. Stop. My hair. My glorious mane.
I look Harper in the eye and I say,
who are you? Who are you to come in here and disrupt this obviously perfect dynamic? If only Tom were still alive, he'd have us slaughtering hordes.
Zanktalin told me about Tom, and my understanding was he was the good one.
Yeah, I don't... Tom...
Tom had a thirst for blood that could not be satiated. I remember it well.
I think you're getting confused between Tom and your sword. But
now, I know your names are similar, and oftentimes people hear Tom and Tom, and they're spelled differently, I know, as Antlin told me. But are you... Hey, Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, me? Me, I'm great.
I'm just saying, I think you have this infatuation with slaughter and murder and blood.
An infatuation with blood drinker. It's a little unhealthy.
It's
going too fast in your relationship. You just need to, like, pack up.
Chillax, bro. I know you've been gone a week, but...
Listen, we...
It's all a lot for us to handle.
You guys don't understand. We tried... Blood drinker and I, we tried the long distance. It didn't work. It didn't work for either of us. We weren't happy. We needed to be together.
Hey, but...
And if that means that we have to kill one or two people, or 10, that's just what we gotta do.
10. 10 people.
Bach, Tom,
Weber?
I have a quiz for you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Should we kill an innocent hobo? Should we kill an innocent hobo? That's your quiz.
Is that the quiz?
Ask your sword.
Do you know where we can find one? I'm not saying yay or nay. I'm just saying,
disgusted.
Do you know where
answer
we can...
the question.
I'll answer your question to my question with another question, which is, can we please kill a hobo?
Oh my god, Aludra!
This is not good.
Tom.
This is not what we want. We don't want to kill a hobo, Tom! Can't do that!
I just gotta say, all these texts, I'm hearing them in Blood Drinker's voice.
50, I think, honestly, you should say at least a little bit. We're gonna take our headphones off. I think people want it.
I like the hobo idea.
Yeah, I think now, realistically, if we were to kill a hobo, about how long would you be good for? Like, you know, does that buy me a little time, or...
I will drink the hobo's blood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We need to work on our communication a little bit. I just want to know. Because we have a quest, and if I don't fulfill this quest personally, I think I'm the only one who's still in danger of dying. So if I don't fulfill the quest, no one's going to wield you with you know, just quite as much gusto and just ruthlessness as you know I will. So it's in your best interest to look out for my best interests. So we'll kill your hobo, like, all day. Hobos for days. But we're gonna have to spread it out a little bit.
I want to drink the blood of your enemies.
Now you're speaking my language. I think that's it. I mean, like,
yeah, this is pretty much it.
Yo, what's up,
Tom? You kind of zoned out there. Mm-hmm.
One of your eyes is twitching.
Yes, it does that.
that's a new thing I picked up. It's a feat.
So
do you guys? You can obviously keep talking, but, like, if you wanted to...
Forever.
If anyone, like, needed to go and do something, or, like, if you wanted to...
I need to go do something.
Harper, what does Harper do with the rest of his day?
I mean, what's he gonna do for fun?
What's he gonna go off and do while you guys are waiting for the boat to show up? Because it should be showing up maybe today or tomorrow.
Well, I mean, normally Harper... kind of, he goes on a, there's a fly, he sort of, I assume this is a smaller town, so there's probably no other magic folk, right? Or is there?
Right, this is a smaller town, yeah.
Right, so he kind of walks around and sort of gets a feeling of the flow and the eddies of his sorcerer magic, seeing if there's any places that are stronger in the,
What you're saying is he's walking around with his shirt off, blasting fireballs, trying to get the ladies to just, you know, get a good look at him.
You know, maybe he's punching a tree. Maybe he's staring off into the sunset.
Punching it for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He enjoys food. I don't know if that comes up. He's probably going to get some roast duck.
Oh, he does love roast duck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's whittling.
Whittling? I didn't know you were a grandpa.
There's so many things you don't know about me.
Wow, Harper.
I don't want to talk about it.
Eludra would like to know if there's like a weapons, like an armament store.
A blacksmith?
There's probably a simple blacksmith. He's not going to have like... He's not going to have like super high grade stuff, but you
maybe I go like hang out with the blacksmith, just like chat.
Yeah, you can totally go hang out with the blacksmith. Yeah,
hey, blacksmith, can you give me horse hooves? Nail them to my feet. I want to run fast. I want to make a clop clop.
You run faster and jump higher.
Hey, is it true dwarves are good armorers? I never met one before.
That's true. It's definitely true. Look at all this sweet armor I've got on. I know my way around some armor.
Do you want...
You have leather armor.
What?
Wait, no, actually, you have scale mail that's scale downgraded mail. To...
Let's not talk about my armor anymore. Now I'm not supposed to have it.
Did you make that hammer?
No, I inherited this hammer. Wait, do I...
The hammer's a robot
sidebar.
Hammer, right?
What now?
The hammer's a robot hammer, right?
No, is this one? No, is this my brother's hammer now?
No, it's the shield. It's your brother's shield.
Shield's my brother's shield. How do you remember all these things?
I'm very sad and lonely.
Good point. So back into the thing. Well, I didn't make this one. I won it in battle.
Do dwarf ladies? Do they make? Are they blacksmiths? Because human ladies can't blacksmith worth a damn.
Number one, yes, some dwarf ladies are blacksmiths. Just like some human ladies can be blacksmiths. I can't believe I have to tell you this.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I've never met a human lady who can
Tell me, Mr. Blacksmith, how far have you traveled? Like, you know, a mile outside of your town?
No, not that far.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
How far from Carr are they?
Like
3 miles.
Half a day's march.
Okay.
Well, you certainly never spent any real time in Carr because I know some blacksmiths in Carr that are ladies, and man, they are great.
And men?
And dudes, yeah.
Oh, there's your syntax, I get it.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I think that I was correcting you in your incorrect assumption that human women blacksmiths weren't any good. And now we can all agree that that is not true.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, you got a cute little shop here, mister.
Harper walks in on his rounds of the town. Hey, is everything okay in here? I... felt the eddies of flow.
Another lady. Nice to meet you.
Now I have my shirt off. Those are decent-sized man pecs, sir. I appreciate the compliment. This long hair I keep to let everyone know I have a dark past, but I understand.
Oh, you can settle this for us. This dwarf lady thinks that ladies can armor and do other things besides raise children and cook dinners.
What did you say?
I
heard you. Listen, some
why
of the
did you
best.
Ask me then?
Because I wanted to set up a bit of drama. Listen, fool, you misogynistic old coot. Some of the finest warriors ever served under, against, and with were females. I don't even want to talk about what happened when I was in the Free Cities, but you probably never heard of Palor's Hope. You probably never heard of me, the Tempest. A.K.A. the Blazing Hand, you fool. Women.
No, definitely not.
I'm used to it. Listen, women can be just as strong as men, if not stronger. Get back to making your nails or horse shoes.
Horse hooves.
Deuces. I'm going out to go punch a tree.
I need a drink.
Oh, I can drink.
Let's get a drink.
Let's do that.
Hey, thanks for coming by. It was an interesting visit.
We had a good time.
I'm literally just like, this guy.
I get it. You know, we have a lot of... We both have a dark past. You being a woman.
I thought... You know, I expected more from you after that speech just then, but...
No, I'm a feminist, you see. I know, I understand that your plight is difficult. There are many...
Really?
Phobias against things that are different, like great white sharks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't know what a great white shark is, but... I do know, I did have some difficulty with my family expecting me to settle down and, you know, do the whole mining thing. And I just, ugh, no. I got an adventure.
My family.
I get bored, you know.
My family.
Oh, you got a weird family story?
I don't want to talk about it.
I think this is when we switch to what Tom's doing for the day.
So, Tom, actually, you know what? I kind of think that it's best if we don't know exactly what Tom's doing for the day. And
okay.
When they get back to the room, they may find a clue.
All right, so you guys get back to the room.
Is it a dead, severed hobo head?
No, but it's a rucksack that you didn't know I had.
Wow, what's this?
What's that smell?
That I may have procured from a certain nomadic person.
Oh.
Is Tom in the room too?
Yeah, are we all in the room together?
Yeah, I think you hear. Is there. There's plumbing in this world, right, Thrifty? I mean, like.
do you have to poop in a pot and throw it out the window?
I think there's like.
There was a shower. Like a castle.
There was a shower curtain.
But no shower. Okay, that's right.
There was not a shower. That's a shower curtain.
That's different.
I believe like big castles and stuff might have like, you know, holes that you can poop into and stuff. But I think it's mostly, it's medieval.
Okay.
There's jars you poop in, and then someone throws it out. Chamber pots.
Okay. Well,
it's night soil.
Then you guys come into the room.
Hi. Oh,
there we go. You guys come into the room and you see the rucksack, and you come in just in time to see me tossing the chamber pot out the window.
The whole thing?
No, like emptying the window. You know how they do. Okay.
The poop part.
Into the streets.
I was sure if you threw the pot and stuff like done.
Hello, Tom. Are you feeling better today?
I don't know. Are you feeling better today? I look at the sword.
Oh, shit. Shit. Seems worse.
Eludra's like, Tom...
Just say I. You're Eludra.
I didn't... What happened was I was accidentally about to say Eludra and talk to Tom. I said the name wrong and I tried to recover.
Eludra, are you okay?
What? Tom, I hesitate to ask, but I noticed that you have a new sack there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like we,
It smells.
We both know what you've used these sacks for in the past, and do I need to ask what's inside of
this? Is it for your bear monster? Your Frankenstein bear monster?
Oh, or no, something different?
No, I don't have any of those parts with me. They're all in my workshop on the boat. That sack's empty. Mm-hmm.
Is it empty or?
Was it empty?
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, it probably had some, like, it had, like, an old boot and, like, some, like, a thimble and some string, I guess, was in there. I mean, you know, half of a sandwich. But, I mean, I emptied all that stuff out. It was given to me.
You're holding it for a friend, huh?
Indefinitely.
Hmm.
So, what does the satchel look like? Does it look completely empty, or does it...
There's not really anything going on with the satchel. It's more about where it came from.
So tell me more about this satchel that you borrowed and...
Okay, I killed a hobo. One hobo.
Wow. I thought we discussed this was not okay.
Is that where we ended? We ended on it not being okay to kill a hobo? Because I...
Yes, specifically we said don't kill a hobo.
I may have been confused. I thought that some hobos were okay, but others others weren't.
Tom.
Listen, you're a murderer.
Tom, I think that this blood rigger's a bad influence on you.
Give me the sword.
Tom, you just have to say no. No, blood drinker.
No, you're right. You're right.
Not kill that hobo.
No, I will not give you the sword. That does feel much better. Thank you.
Eludra, I've done some things in my past, but I just don't think that this is okay. Yeah. You can't murder a person. T- Tom, was this guy bad? Was he bad, or do you think to ask?
Yes, he was bad.
Tell us how.
How did you know?
How'd you know? Go ahead, please.
He.
Oh my god. Look at
him. Probably just a grandpa down on his luck. He's got grandkids somewhere.
This fucking recession is just getting people.
He stole a loaf of bread?
Oh my god, what have
they done? To feed his family?
Oh my god.
It was a big loaf.
Starving family.
It was like one of those baguettes, you know, like super long. He thought he could get away with it.
Tom, I'm pretty sure you stole a loaf of bread. Like, probably like a lot of them. You've stolen, like, so many things.
Tom, this is not okay.
Okay. I promise that I will not kill any more hobos today.
Ever.
Today?
Ever.
I would hope you wouldn't kill any more today.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm not gonna.
Listen. I've done some things in my past, so I know forgiveness. I'm going to give you this, even though this is reprehensible, and a dark mark on you, your character, but I hope to Bahamut, to Uthgard, to everyone, that this is the last time that this homeless person, perhaps was a ruffian, a thief, a person that preyed on the weak, but...
He was.
Tom, how are we going to explain this to our son? What kind of an influence are you going to have on him?
Why do we need to explain this to our son?
To Bucky?
Right? Why does he got to know I killed a hobo?
Okay, maybe he doesn't even know about this hobo.
Not this hobo. Or.
But how many more hobos will there be?
This is where the lies start.
You can't keep it all a secret.
This whole being in love thing, it's new to me. I've never felt this way before, and I would do anything for BD.
Oh, I see how this is. So you get your new love interest, and you drop all your friends and start being an asshole. That's what's happening now.
I didn't kill your hobo.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't.
How do we know we didn't see the body?
Could have been one of my family.
Could have been the littlest of hobos.
Could have been the littlest hobo.
The littlest hobo.
This is the Canadian joke.
The brave little hobo that could. You know, why don't we just see where it goes from here? I promise I won't kill any more hobos for the foreseeable future.
Listen, Eludra, the thing that Tom did is terrible and awful, but I've seen some terrible and awful things, and maybe we can learn to forgive him. Let's just move on before the heat gets out of the one time is probably gonna come.
They're not gonna miss a hobo.
Wow.
I can't believe how all the terrible things I've just sat back and watched happen in the past several months. Just, man.
Let's get out of here.
I feel like my brother would be so disappointed in me if he was
fine.
I hadn't caused him to die.
Let's go to House Vidalis to get the Brazier of Worlds.
All right, let's go.
I think that's where we should end it.
So, with promises from Tom to not murder for the
fame. Actually, that was a tough scene for me because I wasn't sure if I should commit to Tom having actually killed a hobo or not, or have some other explanation for it.
I gotta tell you this: you're on thin ice, Mistle, for sure.
Hobo killing.
I mean, that could, you know, you could. Turn it around and say that hobo was a monster.
Yeah, maybe.
But he didn't. Honestly, if this was more real, there's no way that our characters would have been okay with that.
I wasn't okay with it.
Well, like, okay enough to be like, okay.
Let's go to sleep.
That's real fun. Let's get out of here. Let's scuttle hurried.
I sent a terrible shoehorned possible explanation to Thrifty via text. And he may accept it or may not.
I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. That'll come to light
I'm
later.
Excited about whatever it is.
Okay. So, as you know, not only are we in a battle
for our lives in this podcast. And, you know, Tom and Harper and the gang. But we're also a battle for our lives on iTunes. And the only way we can get through them is by getting your beautiful reviews. Mm-hmm. So, Manic and Erotic from the United States says, and then an arousing assault on my crit.
Boy, I thought this said something different. That's for gross. A second. Whew.
This podcast ensured me to broach to subject of playing D&D with my wife. She's never played. I haven't in 15 years or so, but I think it would be fun to play with her drunk friends. Any advice for DMing on an all-lady and all-newbie campaign?
That sounds awesome.
P.S. I can't believe you missed the opportunity to talk with Jim Crow Laws. Wow. During Ocean's 3, Watari spelling, should organize a fly-in if he wants equal treatment. Maybe I shouldn't have read all that. Chiaroscaro 13 says, waiting, period. Tim 32888 says, the best podcast in existence. Look up geeklink.com. They have tons of endless entertainment. Everything they do is hilarious and awesome. Thank Aww. You. Aww. Rogue Fox 89 says, great fun. Wolfie 333 says, fell in love with this podcast. I fell head over heels in love with this podcast. Truly an entertaining podcast to anyone who has a sense of humor and a love of D&D. Keep making the world smile, guys. You earn this thumbs up. Butt Stuff for Life says, Butt Stuff for Life. James K. Polkface says, solid. So how much does it cost to kill Harper and resurrect Tom? Fuck you. Omnio 57 says, roll for hilarity. Mashurna says, you're the best. Because of your podcast, I finally decided to start playing D&D. Thanks so much and keep it up. Delson Vane says, surely you jest. Not the Branson says, overall great. I have generally enjoyed the podcast, and you get a 5-star rating. But I'm on the verge of unsubscribing after listening to 2 full episodes and a chunk of the previous of nothing but a single battle. When a kid was mentioned, I had no idea why there was a kid there. If your battles go on so long that the listeners can't remember what happened immediately before, they've gone on too long. That's probably constructive criticism.
That was we'll a take long that to one. Heart.
That was, that's fair. That is a fair and constructive criticism.
Yeah. Listen, we had a lot of...
trying to
a,
make battles as short as possible.
We had a busy little fall, so... Squeal Pig says, whee! Nesto74 says, I want to play! Mersa Major says, Tim needs to rap more. Still the best podcast. I'm enjoying these podcasts immensely. I love that it lets me roleplay having friends for a little while. Aww. That's sad. But no, seriously. Roll a d20 for friendship. Mantle117 from Australia says, Sly Flourish. My Dixie Wrecked says, Buddy Cup. Band Library from the United States says, my favorite actual play podcast. This show makes me want to play D&D again. Super great. Asa Burns says, just so you know, guys, you should never use an ability score check outside of combat. You should use your skills, but always add in your ability modifier to the appropriate skill. Example, athletics equals 1/2 level plus strength modifier. Acrobatics, 1/2 level plus dex mod. Okay. BSDC from the United States says, gives me a weekly dose of the French Canadian prostitute I need. With a sly flourish and a dragon boner. Guys, I gotta say, I don't want to be rude, but those are probably the best reviews we've ever received, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We love them so much. And that was a little backlog there, so
yeah,
we're going to need fresh ones. We're going to need fresh ones for next week, so yeah, bring on the new there. iTunes reviews.
Bring out your dead reviews. Monty Python reference.
Wow.
No, nice one, Tim.
So Monty Python.
So we have this lovely website called geeklyinc.com that we do stuff at, and we have got a wiki, we've got a forum, we post content. Tim and Thrifty and Mike Bachman and Jennifer Cheek and Nick Bristow all make videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the raddest.
Yeah, we all do that. All of us do that.
Yeah.
We all do that. And there's a geeklyinc.com/store if you want to go get a D&D shirt or blanket or tank top or a hoodie. That's a fun thing to do. All your friends will think you're the best.
So cool.
Girls will kiss you.
You'll get so many smooches. Maybe too much smooches.
Yeah, well, is there such a thing as too many smooches?
Can you handle that many smooches? I don't know if you're right.
You might break out and just a whole plethora of cold sores.
Yeah.
Mm,
smooches everywhere. Gross.
So, I mean, buy at your own risk. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. Oh, I didn't say the name of the store. It's wallyhawk.com/geekly. So that's wallyhawk.com.
But Thrifty, is there not a direct link from the Geekly?
Geeklyinc.com/store.
Hey, man, that sounds so much easier. There's no bird spelling at all in that.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
There's less bird spelling.
Less bird spelling.
Hate him.
Less bird spelling. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, you can talk to me because I'm so lonely all the time. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
You know what? I have pushed down my loneliness because it killed me. Hey, now I'm at Tim Lanning on Twitter.
Oh, that was so beautiful. I'm at Jennifer Cheek on Twitter.
I'm at the Mike Bachman, and if you hit up Tim Lanning or myself, you could probably get the sweet Franco to trade some Pokebands.
Hey, oh my gosh, we probably should have let Thrifty edit this part right here, put in last week, somehow go through and edit every single other podcast and re-upload. Yo, you gotta get in my friend code so that we can trade Pokemans.
Pokemon.
I don't have all 24 starter Pokemans yet.
Right.
I have a lot, but, you know, I need them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I don't want to...
He's got that Pokemon fever.
I got that fever.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at Diaper Wolf.
I wish I was a Diaper Wolf. I'm at Drill.
I'm Drill.
I'm Justin Drill. McElroy.
I'm at Wolf Puppy.
I'm Ashton Kutcher.
I'm Jason Statham. That's a shitty Jason Statham. That's terrible.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Governor.
I'm Alec.
I'm Jason.
I'm Alec Baldwin.
Statham.
Tina Fey, get over here into this.
What is loop. What is even going on right now? Is this podcast over?
I don't know.
Put it out of his misery.
Guys, this has been super dicey.
Even though we didn't use any dice at all.
It's time for me to snuggle up like a little bunny and play some Pokemon under the sheets.
I do like it is somewhat implied that you guys did not have penis and vagina sex that entire night.
Uh-huh.
Somehow. You know, some people don't even need them.
Well, because Tom's a quantum sexual.
That's true.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.